Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning, and it is wonderful to be here again on this beautiful, wonderful, absolutely amazing day. Today is going to be wonderful because we are going to be talking about self-love. So I really love what we're talking about today, and I really think that today's like an awesome, absolutely amazing show because it's really going to help all of us and get us connected to our heart, help us to understand what are we missing? What part of ourselves are we disconnected from so that we can become reconnected in balance and whole again? So many of us, we just go through life and we ignore and we don't realize and we forget. And we're so busy, we don't even understand that we are truly disconnected. And that's not what it's meant to be in any way, shape, or form. So today, I'm going to be talking about this. Today, I am going to be giving you really strong tools and information that will help you to get connected and truly be able to step forward in being who you are meant to be today. First, let me talk a little bit about what's been going on and why I wasn't here. Last week, well, I've been traveling a lot, as always, and I work with people in an amazing way. I help, because I communicate with their guardian angels and spirit guides, I help people as an intuitive life coach, as not just a clairvoyant, as not just as a psychic, but I help people to connect to their true purpose. I help people to know where their soulmate is. And I had a client who was trying to connect to her purpose. And she wanted to have true accomplishment in why she's here on this planet. No longer just having a job to pay the bills. No longer just living life so that she can survive. No longer taking steps just so she can exist, but she wanted to truly live life to the fullest. So we went on a trip and I was guided to take her to Nepal. And on this trip, we had the most amazing, most spectacular experience. She became a completely new person. Yes, there was a lot of challenges, absolutely. But when we are facing renewal, new beginnings, there's always going to be challenges. Like when you go to the gym for the first time and you start really building up that muscle and going through a transformation with your body. It's sore, it hurts, it's painful, it's excruciating. And you're like, I don't want to do it again. I really don't want to go through this again. I don't know if I want to go back tomorrow. But you have to fight through it. And you have to fight through that pain, you have to fight through that soreness, through the exhaustion, and keep pushing yourself and pushing yourself so that you can receive the results that you urge for, that you desire, that you dream about. Well, on this trip, it's absolutely like that. It was a constant, you have to fight through it. No matter how much negative is allowing itself to show up, no matter how much walls have to be broken down, how much emotion is coming up, and you don't want to look at that. Most people don't. Most people don't want to look at the mess in their lives. Most people don't want to look at the sadness and pain that they've been through. They don't want to see how they've been abused. They don't want to see how they've been molested. They don't even want to look at the neglect they have, even in their current situation. Most people want to close their eyes and go through life and exist. Now, this is not uncommon. So don't think there's something wrong with, you know, this explanation, because it's actually very common, you know, for people to say, oh, wow, that's so sad for her. Well, it's actually very common. Most of us go through this exact same routine. And I call it a routine because it's something that we have allowed ourselves to become accustomed to. Now, God, our true Father in heaven, did not create this pattern, did not create this lifestyle for us, these behaviors. That is not the reason why we are here, is for us to live in this way and to suffer in this way. Absolutely not. But we think it's okay. We do. We think it's okay, and it's not okay. It's absolutely necessary for us to allow ourselves to live life to the fullest, to be happy, to be in true fulfillment, to have complete movement in our lives so that we can be satisfied. Every single door that our guardian angels have put in front of us is meant to be opened. Whether it's a challenge or whether it's a success story, every single door is meant to be opened in our life. Now, what I mean by that is so many people say, well, I had an opportunity to go this way and I had an opportunity to go through this and this and this, but I didn't want to and I missed out. And when we sit there and we allow ourselves to deny the opportunities and truly push away from the blessings that are learning lessons or experiences or growth, that's on us. That's us stopping ourselves from growing and truly advancing in our lives. Most of us are in fear and we don't want to allow ourselves to truly change, because that means we have to have faith. That means that we have to take a leap of faith. And when we take a leap of faith and when we jump off that cliff, we don't know where we're going to land. And that uncertainty, that doubt, that confusion, that not knowing and lack of control drives us crazy. It drives us crazy because we don't understand what it is to let go of control, because we are taught since preschool that we are the ones who are in control of our lives. When in reality, the more we control our lives, the more unhappiness, the more disconnection that we have. So during the show today, please pay attention to how it is not a good idea, it is not advised to control anything. Pay attention to how you can allow yourself to be connected and be complete by truly allowing yourself to just let go. Self-love and self-worth and self-confidence is what we're talking about today. And we really create blockages within our lives because we don't have self-love, because we don't have self-confidence, and because we don't have self-worth. Because in the media, in school, at our work, with our friends, on the street, we are judged repetitively through our looks, through our actions, through our status that we, you know, what we have, what we don't have. And those things don't matter. You could be the richest person on the planet and have minus $10 to your name. Because we are valuing richness in a much different way. We are valuing our lives through a man-made currency called the dollar. We are giving power to something that was not created by God. But what we often forget in the very last days of our lives, what means everything is love. What means everything is the mark that you've made on this planet. We will continue after this commercial.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you are ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. So, what is self-love? Let's talk about this for a moment. Self-love is when you truly are able to look at yourself in the mirror and love what you see. No longer ridiculing, judging, or disconnecting from who you are. Wanting to be someone else, wanting to have a different life, wanting to look a different way. So many of us really, truly have this blockage. We are so blocked from realizing how amazing we are that all we can think about is how we can transform and how we can change. Now, if you're overweight and you want to be healthy and lose 40, 50 pounds, that's not what I'm talking about. So don't get me wrong here. Now, but at the same time, as you have that 40 and 50 pounds on you, don't sit there and say, I hate myself, I despise myself, I can't stand myself because of the way you look. Realize you can do something about it instead of dwelling in the pain. When it comes to the world we live in today, unfortunately, people think like a snap of a finger. Let me go to the doctor and transform my nose. Let me go to the doctor and get Botox. Let me go to the doctor and, you know, change my body, whatever it may be, you know, get a different chin. All these transformations that we do to ourselves because we don't like what we see in the mirror. That is not healthy because once you start, you don't stop. But yet we are proud and we are intrigued with these transformations for a moment. And I'm talking about clients that I've worked with that literally are constantly transforming their bodies, constantly. I have a lady who I work with. She has had so many surgeries. And she looks great. You know, she doesn't look horrible. You know, like some people, they do surgery after surgery after surgery, and then they just don't look very good at all. They start becoming monster looking or, you know, totally plastic. She didn't do a lot of surgeries on her face. So that's the reason why she doesn't look plastic. But she did so many surgeries that she really feels that once a year or twice a year, she has to keep up with those same surgeries, whether it's the liposuction, whether it's the reconstruction of the stomach, whether it's the butt lift, whether it's the, you know, anything that she does. It is amazing. I heard someone is putting, I forget what it was called, but some type of stuff in her feet so she can wear a high heel more pain-free or something. It's amazing what people have come up with. But we spend hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on plastic surgery, but we do not invest hardly anything in transforming our lives emotionally or spiritually, energetically. But yet, we invest hundreds of millions, maybe even billions. I don't have the exact number. I apologize. But lots of money is spent on plastic surgery and false, not real, false transformation that does not transform us in the way that I am trying to teach and advise today. When you look in the mirror You need to love yourself inside and out. You need to love your heart. Don't carry anger. Don't carry stress. Don't carry burden. Don't sit there and think of, oh, poor me. And this is why my life is suffering, because poor me. Be strong for you, not for anyone else, for yourself, so that you can be happy, so that you can have a fulfilled, amazing, blessed, glorious life that God has intended for you to have since day one. Open your eyes to the beauty of nature, to the flowers, to the trees, to the birds, to the bees, to the mountains, to the waters that we have surrounding us that are so glorious and so beautiful. Take advantage of the opportunities that are surrounding us by walking and sharing a moment in that space. Being quiet, meditating for a moment in that space, and realizing how absolutely perfect everything has already been created on this planet. There's so many places that we are nearby that we don't even take advantage of. We don't take advantage of the park, of the stream, of the ocean. I was speaking to a client, was it a week ago? I think it was last week, I can't remember. Oh, it was last week. I had an event I was doing over in Joshua Tree as soon as I came back from Asia and from Nepal. And I was speaking to another client that I connected with. As soon as I returned home, I went straight to work. And I was telling her she needs to spend, her guardian angel was telling me she needs to spend more time by the water. And it was important for her to put her feet in the water and to meditate and just really connect with the water, the ocean. And she goes, oh my gosh, she goes, that's so funny because I literally bought a house walking distance from the water. And I've lived there for, a few years now, and I never, ever, ever go to the water. And I said, that is very sad, because our life is not meant to be put on hold and for us to continue neglecting ourselves. So please take advantage of life. Take advantage of the water. Take advantage of the space that your guardian angels and that God has given us, so that you can allow yourself to go out there and really, truly enjoy that water. And she was like, yeah, I just don't know why I don't do it. So long story short, I helped to encourage her to spend time by the water, but yet it only takes, she said, not even five minutes to walk there. And she's been there for how long? And she has not been able to take in an opportunity or advantage in any way, shape, or form to go there whatsoever. How sad is that? Think about that for a second. We really need to allow ourselves to be connected to our hearts and satisfying ourselves in a very deep way. How do we satisfy ourselves? By allowing ourselves to follow through with what we want, whether it's taking a walk or relaxing, going into a meditation, whatever it may be, take that moment for yourself. Really, truly connect with who you are. Don't allow yourself to be neglected. Don't allow yourself to think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. The longer we put what we want off, the longer we neglect it, the longer we just push it away and push it to the side, the more we're going to feel disconnected. Self-love is about loving yourself inside and out, loving who you are. Why do we not love ourselves is a good question. It's a good subject. It's a good thing for you to think about for a moment. Why do you not love yourself? What is it that you're unsatisfied with? What is it that is bothering you about who you are, or the way you were raised, or the opportunities or your surroundings? Why do we not love ourselves? What is it that's stopping you from being your true self? And when you think about that, and you really, really look at it, truly and deeply, deeply look at what I'm talking about, like look deep into what I'm explaining, what I'm talking about, you will start realizing that you have nothing solid. You have nothing solid to stand on, to say, no, I can let that go. You know what? It's okay. I can release that. You know, it's all, I'm the one who has the power to forgive that pain, to forgive that hurt, to let go of that memory. We don't allow ourselves to realize how blessed and how truly fortunate we are, because life is constantly giving us second chances, third chances, 10th chances, over and over and over and over and over, because our guardian angels, our God in heaven, wants us to be happy. And we are meant to be happy, but we do not allow ourselves to be happy because we refuse to have self-love and focus on us. If we do not make ourselves number one, of course, you know, let me explain it more clearly. I put God as number one, and then I put myself as number two, but God is not a living human. So on earth, you're number one. But in your soul, in your spirit, in your being, of course, you want to put God as number one, that's fine. But I believe in putting God as number one because I eat, sleep, breathe spirituality and communicating with God, our guardian angels, and our true loved ones who have passed away. So I understand how it is to communicate with God and our guardian angels. So of course, I love and put him as number one, but I put myself on earth, on this planet that we live on, that I'm so thankful to be upon, as number one, in order for me to accomplish the things that need to be accomplished for others, for my loved ones, for my family, for the people that I surround myself with, whether it's my assistants, whether it's my friends, whether it's my family, a stranger on the street that I want to help, whatever it may be. We all have the blessing and the opportunity to constantly give, to give blessings to those who are around us, just by giving them a smile. I'll talk to you after this commercial.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we are back. So why is it so hard to be accepted in this day and age? You know, a lot of people ask me this question. They say, Tammy, but it's so hard to be accepted. If I just focus on being myself and I just let myself be who I am, it's so hard to be accepted because people are going to say, well, you don't look pretty enough. Well, you don't look this enough. And the thing I have to say about that, which I tell my clients straight out, number one, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. I will always, 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 always say that. Number two, the more confident you are, the more you love yourself and have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth, everyone will love you because they see your light. It's not about looks. It's not about the way you dress or the way your hair is that day or the jewelry or the outfit or the name brands or the fancy cars. Or it's not about any of that. When people see, let's use the Dalai Lama as a small, tiny example. If you see the Dalai Lama walking down the street, who has no special outfit, no certain status of number of in his bank account, you know, yes, of course, to the temple and the, you know, things he's associated with, I'm sure. But you see him, you automatically, normal, you know, even people who don't believe and don't have an attachment to any type of religion or spirituality, want to run up to the Dalai Lama and say, oh, hi, it's so nice to meet you. And just shake his hand or have a quick hug. It used to be the same way with Mother Teresa. I remember when people would come up and just want to just kiss her hand and give her a hug or just take a photo with her. Because she is all about love and giving. It was not about her looks. It was not about any of that. I have met people. I have connected with people. I have truly, truly seen this transformation. The client I took to Nepal, she didn't even have hardly ever this attention that she has now. And now that she has self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth in a much different way, it's not about money, it's not about power, it's not about status, it's not about surgery, it's not about fancy clothes or certain makeup. now that she has a different energy to her, people are lying and just truly just like wanting everything to do with being in her space. It's like, oh my God, you're so amazing. I never noticed how beautiful you are. Oh my gosh, you're so spectacular. I never noticed how amazing you are. Wow, you're so glowing. You're just amazing. Can I date you? Can I be with you? I mean, and she's not available. She's taken. But people are really, truly wanting to be in her space. We do not allow ourselves to realize. We do not allow ourselves to realize how significant and how powerful loving ourselves is. By having self-love, self-worth, self-confidence, it transforms our energy. Huge. Absolutely huge. Can we have confidence even though we have not been taught this? So even though the people around us have stripped it away, whether it was a negative upbringing, whether it was negative at work, whatever it may be, negative relationship, can we still have confidence even though it's been stripped away and we have not been taught this? Absolutely. It all has to do with forgiveness, guys. Are you guys listening? This has to do with forgiveness. It's so simple. It is so simple. Forgiving those who have hurt you is the secret. It's the magic. It's the secret to it all. Forgiving those who have hurt you. Like, I love my mother no matter what, no matter what the situation may be. But does that woman love me back? Absolutely not. Does that woman love that I'm alive? Absolutely not. Did she try to hurt me in many ways? Absolutely yes. But I love her because she is the one who warned me. I love her because she gave me life. And without her giving me the tough lessons that I have been through, I would not be who I am today. It is so significant to recognize the sufferings that we've been through, the struggling that I've been through, the 1 year I lived homeless on the street, suffering and struggling and trying to figure out where I'm going to get my next meal and trying to figure out how I was going to survive. It made me so much more connected to people. I look back at those days and I realize how beautiful and how amazing the people were that I was surrounded by. I would sit there and I would pray and do rosaries with homeless people in a circle in parks in San Francisco, just praying, doing rosaries. And they're the most kind-hearted. Not everyone that's homeless is on drugs and absolutely, you know, filled with some type of bad habit. Some people had hard luck and some people refused to be connected to the system. So I realized that some of those people were the most connected, the most spiritual and loving and passionate and kind-hearted, almost angelic people that I've met in this world. Because they have nothing, so they want for nothing. They just take care of themselves, they pray, they walk around, they try to do good, they try to make a difference, they help others that are suffering in the streets and try to help guide them, and that's it. They just are there to be a light, to literally radiate and be a light for others. And that's what we are all supposed to do for each other. What is self-confidence? Self-confidence is realizing that you were born on this planet for a reason. Loving yourself from inside out and being confident in knowing that you are here for a reason. Knowing that life gives you chances over and over and over and over again. You do not need to worry about ending this life in misery and saying, I'm stuck. I've already made too many mistakes. You can start over at 89 if you wanted to. You can start over at 93 if you wanted to. It doesn't matter. Age is just a number. It does not matter. We all have a chance to start over and over and over again. And believing in that and knowing that that's the truth is something that I want you to know. I want you to be truly aware of this information and connecting with the knowledge that I'm feeding to you and giving to you and advising and teaching to you today. I believe that we are all meant to be fed good news. And I believe that this information about self-love and self-confidence and self-worth is being fed the most organic, the most beautiful vegetables that a person can be fed. Nutrients, however you want to say it. Because by allowing ourselves to truly connect to our self-love, our self-confidence, we really become fulfilled. We become happy and we become complete. Confidence is a great part of having true love in our lives. I'll talk to you more after this commercial.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So like I said before commercial, confidence is a great part of having true love in our lives. How are we to truly have love in our lives unless we love ourselves? So many people tell me, but I just want to have love. I just want to have someone that I can connect with. And I'm like, well, if you don't love yourself, how is anyone going to be able to love you if you don't even understand? You don't even understand what it is to have self-love. So how can you love someone else? And a lot of people don't get this. They think that they can love someone else even though they're completely blocked, they don't have self-love, they don't have self-worth, they don't have self-confidence, they have major issues with their looks, with their ways, with their fear, with their trust, with everything. But yet, they want someone to love them completely without having that confidence. Yeah, that doesn't work. Knowing who you are is a must. Know who you are. Who are you? think about that for a moment. Who are you? And when you know who you are, my goodness gracious, it is like a transformation. It is amazing when you find out who you are. It is amazing. So knowing who you are really helps you become so much more connected, so much more connected to true love, to true happiness. It is amazing. Know who you are. Most of us do not know what we want or who we are. Now, that's not uncommon. It's pretty common to hear this. So I don't want to discourage you or, you know, help you to think, oh, there's something weird with me because I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Understand. It's very common. It's very common for us to not know who we are because we allow ourselves, we truly allow ourselves to have this negative stuff, relationships, people, things get in our way. So it's a training process. It's a growing process. It's a healing process. It's a forgiving process. Can we have self-worth? That's a good point. Without the rest, self-love or confidence. Can we have self-worth? So can you think you're worth something and think you're worth the space that you're taking up on this planet if you don't have self-love or self-confidence? Do you think that your self-worth will make up for the self-love and self-confidence? No, you cannot. Without self-love, you cannot have self-confidence or self-worth. Without self-worth, you cannot have self-love or self-confidence. So you need all three. That's why I'm talking about all three in the same subject. You cannot have one and not the other. Or you cannot have two without one that's missing. You need all three: self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. What is self-worth then? So then what is self-worth? It's about allowing ourselves to accept and realize how amazing we are and how we have worth. We believe, we have knowing and knowledge and confidence and belief in the space that we are taking up on this planet. Knowing that we have something to offer to this planet, that we are worth something, that we are here for a reason and have a purpose, whether it's just to be a mom like somebody I met yesterday, whether it's just to be a wife, whether it's just to be writing or counseling or a nurse or an artist or a friend. Self-worth is realizing that you're worth something. It is hard to achieve this after having, or is it hard, excuse me, to achieve this after having such a disconnected life? Is it hard to achieve this transformation of having self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth after having such a disconnected, neglected, unemotional life? Yes, of course you can. Absolutely, 100%. If you're ready to make those steps forward, if you want to finally go through transformation and be happy, don't hesitate to call me. It is not that hard. I've helped thousands and thousands of people already, and why not help you next? I love seeing people's lives change around. It makes me so happy. It makes me feel purpose and understanding. This is why I'm here. This is my worth, is giving to all of you the knowledge and the information and the communication of your guardian angels and spirit guides and archangels. I mean, there's so much to teach, so much. What if you never saw love? What if you never saw love in this lifetime? What about that? And you don't really know what it is to experience love because you've never seen love in this lifetime. Well, even if that's true, you can still learn. You can still have love for yourself. You can still have self-confidence. It doesn't matter where you've been, who you've been around. All of us have the greatest love that will ever be given to us in this lifetime, and that is God, and that is your guardian angel. So even when you say, I've never had love, remember, you are being watched and you are being carried throughout your life by God and your guardian angels. And they're watching over you, and they are protecting you and guiding you. Even though we neglect them, even though we deny them, even though we ignore them, they are still there. Their love is so great for us, so huge, so humongous, I can't even put it into words because I can't even express how amazing and spectacular and wonderful their love is. And immense, how huge, how massive the love they have for us is. It is so much of a feeling of warmth and tingling and true excitement when you receive the love from God and our guardian angels and allow yourself to let it in. There is no greater feeling that a human can give you. A human cannot give you the love that you receive from God and our guardian angels because it is unconditional. It is so massive that there's no centimeter or millimeter within your whole being. There's no cell untouched within your body from the love that is touched with inside of us from them. They reach every particle of our body. They fill it with love. What if you never saw happiness? Then how are you going to be able to know self-love, self-worth, and self-confidence? I promise you, it is very, very possible to have all of this. Can I still have self-love, self-worth, and self-confidence, even though you feel or you have been through not having self-love, or not having love, not having happiness, and being disconnected? And the answer is yes. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what you've been through, no matter how hard, how challenging, how disconnected, it doesn't matter what has happened. There literally is no information or excuse or reasoning that can not allow you to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. No matter what the situation has been, I promise you, you can have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. It is a gift. It is truly a gift. God keeps giving. Our angels keep giving. We get chance, after blessing, after blessing, after gift, love after love, over and over and over again. Don't give in to worry, stress, to heaviness, to sadness, to pain. Know that love is real. Know that you are worth the space you are walking in. and you have a place on this planet. Know that truly self-love makes us whole again, and self-confidence brings us love in our lives. God bless. Until next time, I'm Tammy Adams.